God.
赞美归于神。
It is always a blessing for me when I come here to worship here at Peoria Chinese Christian Church.
对我来说，每次来到贵教会都是我的祝福。
And I thank the elders and the leaders of this church for giving me another opportunity to bring God's word.
我感谢本教会的领导们给我这个机会，可以来与你们分享。
I'm guessing that most of you adults in this room are parents. That is, you have children, right?
我想在这个房间里面，多半的人都是父母吧？你们有孩子。
How many of you have children? Period.
你们当中有多少人有孩子的，请举起你们的手。
Do you have like a Sunday school kids area where children are there now? Is that going on?
现在有主日学有没有小孩在那边？
Is that? Do you, not right now? Okay.
现在大概没有。
It used to be that when I came, that there was an adult church and then a Sunday school or a children's church that was happening.
过去我来的时候那边有成人主日学，也有儿童主日学。
How many of you have children that maybe did not come to church today? Maybe they stayed at home for whatever reason.
今天你们有没有谁今天没带孩子来？不管什么原因，孩子没来。
I know my boys are not here. They are attending their church.
我知道我的孩子今天在另外一个教会聚会，所以没有来。
They've heard your preacher many times. They've heard this preacher many times.
他们听我这篇道已经很多次了。
One lady came to church one day with a very bulky purse, and when the offering plate was being passed, she was reaching for the offering envelope.
有一天有一个女的，她带了一个很大的袋子来聚会。当这个奉献盘子递到她面前的时候，她在她的袋子里面翻东西。
And as she fumbled through the purse looking for it, the contents of her purse spilled out, and you know, out came like two PlayStation, Xbox, remote controllers.
那她当她一翻她袋子，不小心她袋子东西掉出来什么东西呢？两个电动玩具的控制器。
So the pastor was intrigued and asked, "Why do you have this?"
所以那个牧师感到非常惊讶，就问她说：“你怎么会有这个东西？”
And she said, "Well, her teenage boys did not want to go to church, so she hid their remote controller. So if they want them, they have to come to church."
所以因为她的那个年轻孩子们不肯来教会，所以他把他们的那个游戏控制器藏起来，所以他们这样才会来教会。
My prayer is that today we can discuss how we can avoid such drastic measures to infuse faith in our children.
我的祷告就是我们今天可以来讨论一下，我们如何避免用这么极端的方式来灌输我们孩子的信仰。
Do you ever wonder how our children receive faith?
你们有没有想过你们的孩子如何接受救恩的？
Naturally, faith is a gift from God, and we cannot make anyone believe God by ourselves, you know, but only God has to do a work of transformation in their lives.
当然我们知道信心是来自神，而且我们没有办法让人家相信神，并且让人家让他们相信神可以来改变他们的生命。
But we can create circumstances by which they can have opportunities to hear about God and build their faith.
但是我们可以制造一个环境，让他们有机会可以来认识神，并且能够建立他们的信心。
That is what we see God.Through Moses commanding us here in the scripture reading that we heard this morning.
所以今天早上我们就读到刚刚读的经文，就是神借着摩西在经文里吩咐我们应该要做的。
The scene is that Moses is instructing the Israelites who after spending about 40 years in the wilderness, they're ready to step into the promised land.
神所吩咐的这一批人是以色列人，他们当时已经在旷野40年，并且准备要进入迦南美地。
So Moses is instructing the adults, that is the dads and the moms and the grandfathers and the grandmothers And the first thing that he tells them is Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6.
那摩西所指示的就是当时的爸爸妈妈、祖父、祖母们，他第一句跟他们说的话就是在《生命记》的第六章第六节。
He says that these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
他这么说的，他说，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
God's first command through Moses for a generation of adults, not just for Israel, but for all of us even, is that we need to read, we need to understand, and we need to live out God's word.
摩西当时吩咐的那些都是成年人，是那一代的成年人，但是也不是只是对着他们，也是对着我们，我们必须要读神的话，并且要了解神的话。
I guess to some extent, all of us have the right attitude about it because we are here at church on Sunday morning and we are not lazy sitting at home, but we can do more.
在某一个程度上面来说呢，我们都还不错，今天都来到教会，没有待在家里面，但是我们可以再做更多多一点。Moses
next says, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise.
摩西这样吩咐他，就是你们要殷勤教训你们的儿女，无论你是坐在家里面、走在路上、躺下来、起来，都要谈论。
I like that word diligently here. It means that we teach God's word to our children with passion, and with commitment, and with consistency, and we teach it intentionally.
我很喜欢这个字，殷勤教训。它这个殷勤教训的意思就是说，我们教导孩子要用什么样的态度呢？要有热情，要执着，要有持续的态度，并且有使命感。And
we teach God's word not just on Sundays at Sunday school or here at church, but all the time when we are walking about in the day, lying down, waking up in the morning, every moment is a teaching opportunity.
我们教导孩子神的话不是只是在主日的学里头，我们应该在走的时候，在行在路上的时候，在家里面，在躺下，在起来，任何时间。And
when I say teaching God's word, it's not just like teaching in the in classroom instruction, but training it to obey it practically, setting examples ourselves.
当我说神的话不是只是在教会主日学里头教他们，或者在讲道的时候教训他们，而是很实际的上要他们去遵行神的话。How
many of you parents tell your children to clean their rooms? Let's see hands.
你们这边有哪些父母会告诉你孩子去打扫房间，请把手举起来？
And now keep your hands up if you tell them.
不要放下。
Okay, and how many of your children actually clean their rooms?
有多少人你们的孩子真的去打扫房间的？
Let me guess.
让我猜猜。
If you as parents are good about keeping your own rooms clean and without clutter, chances are your children have developed that habit.
我来猜猜看，如果你这个做父母的自己本身房间非常整齐的话，是来自你的孩子房间也应该是整齐的。If
you on the other hand just tell them to clean their rooms, but you yourself are not so consistent, your desk is cluttered, your office space is cluttered, your garage is cluttered, then they also have the same problem.
反过来说，如果你自己的房间很乱，garage，那个车房很乱， 你说书房很乱，多半你孩子的房间也很乱。Our
children's faith and spiritual disciplines are just like that.
我们小孩子的这个属灵上面的管教，还有他们的信心，就是像这样子。They
say that faith is better caught than taught.
一般来说，一种说法，信心是做出来的，比说出来的更重要。
That means our children learn more from what we do rather than what we say.
孩子们从我们所作所为所学到的，比我们嘴巴所讲的要更多。
So the point is, don't just teach them, also train them, show them how to be faithful every day.
所以不要只用嘴巴告诉他们该怎么做，而是要训练他们，并且教他们怎么做。
Do ministry with them, engage them in your spiritual walk. Help them to see what you do, how you do it. Explain to them why you do it, and then they will automatically learn.
跟他们一起服侍，让他们参与你的属灵道路，帮助他们，看到你在做什么，你怎么做的，并且解释你是为什么这么做，他们自然而然就学会了。
The real question is, why do I have to do this? I mean, why should we train them and do ministry with them?
问题就是为什么？为什么我们要这样做？为什么我们要带着他一起服侍？
Okay, so God said it in His Word, and that should be good enough reason, right?
因为神这么说的，应该是足够的理由了，对不对？
But seriously, God said this in the Old Testament, and really, we don't do everything that He says in the Old Testament.
但是实际上，神在旧约时候也吩咐我们很多事，我们也没有照着做。
For example, in Exodus chapter 23, verse 19, He says you cannot mix meat and dairy products, which means you can't eat cheeseburgers. And do you like cheeseburgers?
就像在出埃及记23章19节的时候，神吩咐以色列人不可以把肉类的食物跟奶类的食物混在一起吃。那这么说起来，我们就不能吃乳酪汉堡了。
So that's a command that we break just about every other week. So why should we follow this command to teach our children to God, in God's word, waking up and walking and sleeping and all that?
那可能我们做不到，每隔一个礼拜我们就会去吃乳酪汉堡。那我们怎么去告诉我们的孩子要无时无刻都要来遵行神的话？我们自己都做不到呢？
What I want to give you is 7 reasons why we should do it.
现在我要告诉你们7个理由，我们为什么必须要做。
And followed by that, we'll look at 3 practical ways on how to do it. What does it mean to do ministry, and how do we engage our children in it?
接下来呢，我要跟你们讲三个方法去做的方法。接下来呢，我们就还有三样事情我要跟你们谈的，就是跟孩子一起服侍是什么意思，而且如何教导孩子来参与。
Then I'll give you one challenge, and that will be the end of the message. Does it sound good?
然后最后我会给你们一个挑战，然后我就讲完了，你们觉得怎么样？
So, reason one, why we should impress God's words and God's ways.
第一个理由，我们为什么要强调神的道跟神的路？
It's obvious, it's already stated, that I've already said it, that because the Bible tells us to do so.
因为很明显的是圣经这样告诉我们要这样做的。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, even when he's old, he will not depart from it.
箴言22章第6节说，教养儿女，让他走当行的路，他就是到老也不偏离。
And by the way, that goes for girls and boys. It's they, it's not just he, okay?
这边讲到的是他们，而不是讲他。
It is of utmost importance to base our every action and proposed action of our lives in theology, in the Word of God. So do what God commands you to do.
这是非常重要的，就是我们应该把我们所做的每一件事情或想要做的每一件事情都根据神的话来做。
The second reason why we should do ministry as a family is because studies, independent studies, tell us that it is important.
第二个理由，我们为什么要这样做，是因为很多研究报告告诉我们要这样做。
Studies and research about child psychology and family values and surveys of spiritually minded youngsters indicate this phenomenon of family ministry.
在很多的调查跟研究报告里面， 有关于儿童的心理学、家庭的价值观，还有有关年轻孩童的属灵心思，这些报道都告诉我们家庭服事的重要性。
Now, research conducted by Homeward Ministries says that kids that have faith conversations and family ministry as youngsters, they have an 80% chance of continuing in the faith once they leave the home.
有一个研究报告叫做 Homeward 宣教组织，他做了一个调查，说如果一个孩子从小在家里面有信仰上的，跟父母有信仰上的话谈。 或是家里面有这个服事敬拜的情形的话， 80% 当这个孩子长大以后会持续他的信仰。
The third reason for family ministry is that involves adults and children is because the kingdom of God grows from the ground up.
第三个理由为什么要有家庭服事， 就是因为我们神国的基础是从基层打起的。
According to Barna Research Group, over half the people who come to an active Christian lifestyle do so before age 12, and only 13%, about, you know, a little over 12%, get there after age 21.
有一个这个调研究调查的组织叫 Barna， 他们研究的结果是大概 如果一个人他能够在生活积极的活在基督徒的这个生活模式里的话，通常是在他12岁以前就定型了，但是呢，在20岁以后定型的大概只有13%。
So it is of utmost importance that we engage our children early in ministry so that they can continue to do that when they grow old.
所以很重要，当我们孩子年幼的时候，就要帮助他们学习服事。
The next reason four for family ministry is that time, in general, clock time, says that we have to do it.
下一个理由是因为时间告诉我们必须这样做。
Ministry and faith building cannot happen in the about 80 to 100 hours per year that children spend at church.
孩子学习服事和他的信心的建立不能够只是在一年在教会里面整个80到100个小时里头达成。
It has to happen in the 3,000 plus hours each year that they spend with you who are parents and grandparents. You have a lot more opportunity and the responsibility to impress faith upon them.
这个必须要发生在家庭里面，因为他们一年大概花费3000个小时在家里面跟着父母、跟着祖父母在一起的时间可以学习到。
If we want faith to be a significant part of their lives, it needs to take place where they spend most of their time.
如果我们要让他们的生活上能够在信心上有显著的成长的话，
必须在他们花时间最多的地方。Now, I want to add something here that I didn't put in the outline, that we ourselves lack time in our own lives with work and life commitments.
我们自己也有缺失，我们自己也因为工作还有其他的事情。But
do we have a right to be so busy that we neglect our children and grandchildren?
我们能不能因为我们很忙这个理由就忽略了我们孩子在信心的成长上面呢？
The next reason why we need to do ministry together is that history tells us that we need to do it.
下一个理由是因为过去的历史告诉我们必须这样做。
Traditionally, in historical Christianity, in the early ages, ministry was done as a family.
教导孩子学习敬拜服事是从在美国的传统里面是从家庭开始。Modern
day we have drifted away from that and we have separated our kids for a number of good reasons, I'm pretty sure, and some not so good reasons.
那今天呢，我们的孩子有很多都远离了神，很多时候这些孩子呢也都跟父母分开，有时候分开的理由是好的，有的分开的理由是不好的。
As a result, we see the children who had parents who trained the children well continue in faith and ministry, and parents who don't train their kids, for the most part, they drift away.
所以很明显的我们看到当孩子跟父母在一起的时候父母能够继续的一直保持训练这个孩子信心的成长但是当这个孩子如果跟父母没有跟他们这样做的时候很明显的可以看到孩子慢慢的从信仰的路程流失掉
The next reason Reason number six for us doing ministry together is because the kids need this from us.
下一个理由是因为这孩子们需要。
An average child will be engaged in some kind of media, that is television or video games or social network or something like that, for 40 hours a week.
一般孩子他每一个礼拜都会花上大概40个小时来参与各样的媒体譬如看电视啊玩他们的电动玩具啊还有在那个网上的社交网站
And I'm looking at some of my son's friends here and you will agree with this you have other activities like sports and music and speech and robotics and you know hanging out with friends for another 20 hours a week
我看我孩子跟我的孩子的朋友们在一起就可以看他们也会参与一些体育的运动啊参加音乐啊参加那个演讲啊比赛这些大概花掉一个礼拜20个小时。
So, they get only 80 to 100 hours a year in church, but about 60 hours a week of the world's impact on them.
所以这些孩子他一年只能够在教会80到100个小时可是呢他却一个礼拜就会有60个小时是受到世界的影响
The messages that they receive all week long cannot be addressed in 1 hour on a Sunday morning at church it has to be done through ministry as a family
所以这么说起来每个礼拜他们只是在教会听一个钟头的道是不够的这个家庭的服事培养孩子的信心必须是在家里面做
And finally reason number seven that we need to engage our children with us from a very young age in ministry is because God makes it our responsibility to do this
第七个理由我们必须让孩子参与侍奉学习服事是因为神把这样的责任托付给我们。
The final great commission that Jesus left to the church in Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 was to go and make disciples and that activity begins at home.
当主耶稣走的时候他给我们最后的大使命就是要去使万人做我的门徒。
And the great commission does not mean that all of us have to go to different nations like Guatemala and Uganda and Russia to preach the gospel. Making disciples starts with our kids.
我们要让人成为耶稣基督的门徒必须从家里开始不一定要跑到很远的地方到瓜地马拉到乌干达或是到苏联去做这样的事情。
A disciple is somebody who serves God, who engages in missions and service projects and gives the gospel at their work and their schools, their neighborhoods, worships consistently, prays, regularly studies the Bible, all of this.
一个门徒他的工作是什么呢？服侍神的工作就是参与宣教跟各样的服侍，并且在他工作跟学校的地方向人家传福音，并且参与教会的主日崇拜，很持续性的参加崇拜。并且平常有参与祷告跟查经聚会。
And something else I didn't put in the outline is that a disciple is someone who avoids sinful ways and pursues a life of righteousness and holiness.
我在讲稿上没讲的就是说一个门徒必须要弃绝罪行罪恶的生活做过一个圣洁的生活
yeah, and it is our job as parents to mentor children to lead such holy lives by example.
而且这也是我们做父母的责任，必须引导我们孩子过一个圣洁的生活。
So, being a disciple means being a follower, an imitator of Christ, and making disciples means leading others to do the same.
自己是一个怎么样是一个门徒呢？就是说自己能够学基督的样式，跟随耶稣。那怎么样去把别人带领成为一个门徒呢？就是要去教导别人。
Our first mentors in life are parents and our caregivers, grandparents maybe. So if we are to make disciples, it starts at home.
我们最早的时候，我们的老师是谁呢？通常就是我们的父母或是照顾我们的人。所以我们要使人家成为门徒，从家开始。
So those are seven reasons why we should engage our children to do ministry as a family.
所以这就是七个理由，我们为什么要做家庭服事。
There are a lot of different ways that you can do ministry, but let's consider three practical ways of doing it together.
有很多方法我们可以来做家庭的服事，但是我们来讲三个非常实际的方法。
The first way is to have a healthy prayer life as a family.
第一项就是能够有一个非常健康的祷告生活。
Don't just tell your children, hey, you need to pray. Don't just say that you are praying for their needs. Pray for them and with them.
不要只是跟你孩子说，去祷告。不要只是这样说，要跟他们一起祷告，并且你要告诉他们你有为他们祷告。
Mom and Dad, both of you need to pray. And yes, pray out loud, not just silently.So both girls and boys will learn the importance of prayer and how to pray.
做父母的，你们必须要有祷告生活，而且要大声的祷告，所以孩子可以听到你们的祷告，因此孩子也可以看重这个祷告，并且学习如何祷告。
They should also hear grandmothers and grandfathers praying, so that if you have grandkids, you should be praying out aloud in their hearing.
孩子们也会听到祖父祖母的祷告，所以你如果有孙子的话，你要让你的孙子大声地听到你的祷告。
This way they can know that they too can pray even when they are older. That prayer is important no matter how old you are.
不管你有多老，祷告总是很重要的，因为当他们将来也老了的时候，他们仍然可以祷告。
Now, some of you may be uncomfortable. You may say, you know what, I've never done that. I don't know how to pray. Or it is always my husband or my wife who does the prayer, so I don't know how to do that.
也许你们当中有人会说，我从来没有祷告过，我也不知道该怎么样祷告。每次都是我的老公或是我太太祷告的，所以我不知道怎么祷告。
And if that is the case in your family, the answer is simple. Learn how to pray. Practice yourself.It won't be eloquent initially, but you will get better and you will model.
如果那是你们家的情形的话，没有关系，学习祷告，操练你自己。一开始的时候也许不顺嘴，但是慢慢慢慢就会变成一个模式出来。
Have a regular family time for prayer every day, and it will be...difficult to be consistent initially, and it will be awkward as well, maybe to start, but that's okay.
让家里面有一个规定一个规律的祷告的时间，也许一开始的时候会有一点不能够持续，或是有一点怪怪的。
When you learn to ride a bike, or when some of you immigrants, you came over here and you learned to speak English, and you went to school on the first day, I'm sure it was awkward.But you did it anyway. So start praying as a family. Awkward, just like that.
就像你学刚开始学骑脚踏车，或是你是一个移民，你刚来学习讲英文，这些或是你刚开始去上学，这些事情一开始都不是很顺的，也是不是有点怪怪的，但是你还是做了，对不对
？Also, let your children.Say words of prayer. Initially, again, it will be awkward and they may sound silly, but that's okay. Let them start with a simple prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They will slowly learn and pick up from there.
也让你的孩子祷告。一开始的时候也许会也是怪怪的，有时候听起来还有一点好笑。 但是没有关系啊，一开始让孩子学习做简单的祷告，譬如说耶稣谢谢你，阿们啊，慢慢的慢慢他们就会从那里开始学习。
My children, my boys, they enjoy praying. Initially, they prayed for like, I don't know, new toys, new bicycles, good grades, vacations at Disney, things like that.
我的孩子很喜欢祷告。一开始的时候，他们都是要求，譬如给我一个新的脚踏车，带我去迪士尼玩，给我求神给我的功课好。
Now, I'm sure they're, that Jesus Christ was delighted in their heartfelt requests. But we helped our kids develop a broader prayer perspective, and that's an important aspect of spiritual training.
我相信当主耶稣听到他们祷告的时候，主耶稣会感到很高兴啊，会非常的开心。那我们也可以帮助我们孩子的祷告领域可以再广大一点啊，因为这个是在他们属灵操练上是很重要的一环。
Now, as teenagers, they've grown and they pray mostly as well as I do, even if not for as long as I do or as me and my wife do, but certainly they have the prayer attitude.
我的孩子现在都已经青少年的，他们的祷告都非常的好，但是可能没有像我太太，跟我的祷告那么长，但是他们的祷告已经成型了。
A second way that you can do ministry together is worship together. And I combine Bible study in this category of worshiping.
我第二个操练的方法就是把家庭敬拜在一起主日崇拜。这样子的话呢，我也把这个查经摆在这一项里头，一起查经。
Now it used to be in your church that children spent time in children's church while we were here, and my church has started doing that now. But let me tell you something. They may get knowledge over there, but they will miss valuable lessons if they are not here with us.
过去你们的教会现在还是有，就是有儿童崇拜。我们教会也开始这样做了。这样子虽然好，孩子可以得到一些圣经知识，一些属灵的知识，但是他们也会失去很多一些很宝贵的功课。
So to the elders and the leaders of the church, this model of children and adults here together, it's a good model. Keep doing this.
所以教会的领导们，你们这样子把孩子跟大人摆在一起崇拜聚会，这是非常好的，继续这样子。
When they are little, these children, when they are here in service, they may not understand half of what is being said.
当孩子小的时候坐在这边聚会，他们可能信息的一半都听不懂。
They may be distracted and even appear bored during worship service. And they may even be distracting you, and that's okay.
他们可能在聚会的时候会分心，或是甚至于会感到无味、无聊，甚至于会让做父母的也跟着他们一起分心。
Yeah, and if they are distracting you, like I said, it's okay, just gently guide them back to refocus.
如果他们会让你分心的话，或者他们在分心的话，也没有关系，慢慢的帮他们专心，帮助他们专心。
Because guess what? When they see that it is important to you as a parent, they see how you engage in worship, in singing, in prayers, and during this sermon time, they see that you are giving offering each week. This is important.
因为当孩子跟你们一起聚会的时候，他看到你们是怎么样，大人是怎么样参与聚会的，大人是怎么样参与崇拜唱诗、祷告，还有甚至于在奉献上。
They will hear testimonies and hear difficult topics being preached like homosexuality or transgenderism or pornography, and they will ask you questions about those.
当他们会听到一些见，他们也会听到一些见证，并且一些比较难懂的这个题目，譬如像有关同性恋或是变性或是色情方面的题目的时候，他们会开始问你一些问题。
Questions that you are now forced to discuss with them, which then again builds faith. It provides opportunity for faith and godly conversations.
他们会问你一些问题，就 强迫你去要跟他们讨论这些问题，然后呢，就在这样的讨论里面，孩子的信心就会被建立起来，并且呢，给他们机会，给他们信心，有机会，并且有谈到神的话题。
And that is what Moses said to the Israelites a little further in our chapter this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 6 in verses 2, verses 24 and 25. In verse 20 he says this. Well, maybe I skipped a slide. Mm-hmm. Did I?
13.
Okay. So, yeah, I skipped something. And so when it says in verse 20, and we're missing it here, verse 20, when your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules this Lord God has commanded you? They will ask you questions.
对啊，然后这就是神在这个生命记跟摩西讲的，对着以色列人讲的，在生命记的第六章二十节，日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度律例典章是什么呢？
And Moses says that you have to tell them that God has commanded us in verses 24 and 25 that God has commanded us to do all these statutes.To fear the Lord our God for our good always, that He might preserve us alive as we are this day. And it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as He has commanded us.
耶和华吩咐我们遵行这一切的律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处。蒙他保全我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
You have to obey God's commands in your worship and in your service, and that is your righteousness, the word says. And they need to see you do that and see your righteousness.
我们在我们的服事上，在我们的敬拜上，我们必须要遵行神的话。因为这样子就是我们的义了。
Now mind you, if you're checking your phone during, you know, singing, like, you know, text messages or email, or you're sleeping during the sermon, that is precisely what they will also learn.
所以当我们大人在崇拜的时候，如果玩手机或是睡觉，你的小孩子看到你这个样子，他也会受影响的。
So it's double advantage. By engaging them in worship with you, you also are now more diligent, more attentive for their sake, which then strengthens your own faith.
所以呢，让孩子跟你一起崇拜的时候，也可以提醒你自己要更认真，要更专心。这样子呢，也可以同时建立你自己的信仰。
My children and I, we enjoy worshiping together. We sing joyfully and loudly.And I sometimes sing obnoxiously off-key, and we laugh about that. And that's okay. Probably God is also laughing with us.
我的孩子啊，很喜欢跟我们一起聚会啊。我们一起唱，非常欢喜的一起唱诗歌，而且唱得很大声。有的时候唱走了音源，让人家听了很讨厌。但是呢，我们大家一起就觉得很好笑。
We have our Bibles open when preaching is going on, and we follow along.And I see my boys, they now consistently do that, even when I'm not sitting with them, like when I'm ushering or something, they are doing that.
我聚会的时候呢，我的习惯是把圣经都要打开的。那有的时候现在呢，我有的时候要去做招待的时候，我就没有办法跟他们坐在一起，他们仍然也学会了把圣经打开。
We listen to the sermon together, and if the preacher says something relevant, we kind of look at each other and kind of nod and agree, yeah, that's right. And, or if he says something intriguing, we throw like a, what is that? Confused look on our face.
讲员讲的一些东西，我们也都心里面很同意的时候，我们彼此会看一看，然后点点头同意。但是如果讲员讲的东西有点奇怪的话，我们彼此也会使个眼神，觉得那他在讲什么啊？
So this way they know that they are not the only ones who are confused. Even I am confused and about what was said. We are equally confused and that's okay.
这样子呢，就让孩子觉得不是只是孩子们自己觉得有一点搞不清楚讲员所讲的，我也没有搞清楚。这样子的话，孩子就觉得我跟他是同在一条路上，是没关系的。
We sometimes discuss the sermon messages after it's done, and they ask me questions about what the pastor meant when he said something.
有的时候在聚会完，我们会一起讨论今天的信息是什么。他们会问我一些问题，牧师讲的道。
Me and my wife, we help build those faith practices in my boys right from the time they were babies. They were always in church with us.
我跟我太太从孩子都还是婴儿的时候，我们就在教会里面这样建立他们的信仰生活。
Now, while they didn't understand every sermon that they heard when they were kids, it built this faith practice and that will hopefully help them focus on the messages in the future.
他们并不见得完全了解在主日崇拜所讲的，但是这是一个操练，操练他们的信心生活，使他们能够在将来可以专心在信息上听信息。
A third way that we can do family ministry together is, you know, and build faith by serving our is to engage in service and missions as a family.
第三个方法呢，就是带着孩子参与各样的服事。
This can be serving in times during doing duties during the church service, but also serving in the community and on mission trips and doing evangelism and etc.
这个可以包括呢，在教会里面的服事，也可以包括呢，在我们社区的服事，也可以包括我们去宣教的服事。
Again, let's show hands. How many of you are engaged in some active service project outside of the church service times?
请你们举个手，有多少人有参与教会以外的这种社团服事？
Anybody? Let's see a few hands. Okay.
下面
There are several ministries in the Peoria area where you can serve. Midwest Food Bank, Southside Mission, Peoria Rescue Ministries, they all have opportunities throughout the year where you can serve.
我们Peoria有很多可以在这样子服事的，譬如说，我们教会有参与的 Midwest Food Bank, 我们有参与的 Southside Mission, 还有Peoria Rescue Ministry. 这些都是机会，我们可以去参与服事。
There are things that even 5 to 8 year olds can do at these places.
这些地方几乎连5到8岁的孩子都可以参与服事。
OSF Children's Hospital, for example, has a program for families to come together and make greeting cards with crayons and picture, you know, draw pictures for the kids who are admitted in the hospital. And when my boys were little, we went there to do that.
OSF 儿童医院有一个很好的 program， 就是他们为着他们住院的小孩子，让其他的健康的孩子到他们的医院来画卡片给这些孩子。当我孩子小的时候，我带他们去参与这样的服事。And
we served packing Thanksgiving dinners at Southside Mission when they were about 8 to 12 years old.
当我们孩子8到12岁的时候，我们也带着孩子到 Southside Mission 啊，一个给流浪汉的组织，给他们服侍他们吃感恩节的晚餐。Now
we go on mission trips now to Guatemala and to India to serve in remote villages, and we do it together as a family.
现在我们全家人呢都会去比较偏远的地方做宣教，譬如去瓜地马拉呢或去印度。
This is not only doing God's will, but it's also an opportunity to teach our children the importance of blessing others because God has blessed us.
这不只是说在做神的功，而是能够给孩子有一个机会去祝福别人，把福气带给别人，因为神把福气带给我们。
Now granted, all of this takes time and energy, money, commitment. But all of this is also important to provide a strong foundation for them about their adult Christian life.
这些都需要花时间跟精力的，但这些都是非常重要，在将来这些孩子成长以后的基督徒生命里面是一个很好的根基训练。
These young men and women are the future pillars of faith in the community. How strong a pillar they will be depends on you. It depends on how well you train them.
这些孩子都是我们社区将来这些 这个将来这个信心的柱石有多坚固,
so I want to leave you with one challenge today.
我今天走之前要给你们一个挑战。
I know most of you, most of what I said is agreeable to you, and you know, it seems like common sense. I'm pretty sure you believe it is true and it is important, and I know that.
我今天跟你们所想的, 对你们来说, 可能你们都听过了, 只是一般的道理, 而且你们也相信它。
But the difficulty for us and for you is in implementing it, to practice it, to get consistent at it. We are struggling with it, I know, as a family. So that it actually, you know, it's difficult, but in order to make a difference in our family's life and our children's life, it's important.
这个困难的地方就是怎么样去把它真的执行出来，真的是带着孩子去操练这些服饰，并且能够持续，因为这个是对家庭里面建立信仰生活是非常重要的，而且是为了我们小孩子将来的生命。So
here's my challenge. Start with one thing. Let's say prayer or Bible study or service. Doesn't matter which one. Start with one thing and stick with it for one full year, no matter how awkward or how difficult it is, stick with it.
这就是我的挑战，你们可以做一样，从一件事情做起，不管是用祷告，或是在家里面有家庭查经，你就做一样，而且持续一年，也许不管一开始有多难或多奇怪。
Pray that the Lord will bless your family's efforts in doing this, all for His glory.
我们来向神祷告，来祝福你家里面这个服事，因为我们这样做都是为了他的荣耀。And
I'm confident that after 1 year, you will see that you have slowly started adopting some of the other faith-building practices as well. Worship and Bible study and prayer and service and evangelism, all of these will come slowly.
一年之后，你就会看到你慢慢的会开始学习做其他的信心建立的这种操练，譬如说参与崇拜、参与查经、祷告、教会的任何各种服饰，甚至于出去传福音。And
my prayer is that it will strengthen and build your faith as well as your children's faith, and that they will grow to be more faithful Christian men and women, and as you go about doing ministry as a family.
我的祷告，我们向你们的祷告，就希望你们孩子的信心能够被建立，能够被加强，而且将来他们能够成为一个忠实的基督徒。So
let me close with a prayer that hopefully God will enable us to do that.
让我结束的时候用祷告来结束，求神帮助我们可以做得到。Father
God, we thank you for your challenge and your word today.
父神，我们感谢你的挑战跟你自己的话语。Thank
you for your instruction, for giving us your commandments through the Bible.
我们谢谢你的指示，还有你的吩咐，借着圣经来告诉我们。
And thank you for giving us the parents the command to teach this and impress this upon our children.
谢谢你借着圣经，借着你的话语来教导父母，来教育儿女。
Help us therefore, O Lord, to be faithful to that command.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够对你的话语诚实。
Help us if we haven't done it already to engage our children in serving you through ministry.
如果我们还没有让我们的孩子参与你的服事的话,
we pray, O God, that our intentions and our service is pleasing to you.
神，我们祷告，希望, 我们所做的, 我们的心里的意愿, 都能够蒙你的喜悦。
And that you will bless our efforts and the fruit of our ministry.
你能够祝福我们的在你面前所摆上的。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。 Amen.
Amen.